Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy. And time you checked out the new Series 2 HSV Sports Cat with sport suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello, Australia. Hi, Jane Kennedy.
Hi,
hello,
Australia.
Dangerous Dave.
Hey, guys.
People, it's the first time we've mentioned his name on our show, but you will probably be aware of the story. It involves Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire who has allegedly, well, he's down, he ran a pedophile ring, had an island called, known colloquially to the locals as Pedophile Island. And the suggestion is that he used to procure underage women for all kinds of very rich and important and powerful men, including princes, captains of industry, political leaders, and the like. The details are very grimy, involving girls from 14 years and upwards who were groomed and then used as sex slaves, as we said, for very powerful people. It's a terrible, terrible story. However, the death of Jeffrey Epstein in custody has given rise to all manner of conspiracy theories. you be the judge. I'm going to just read you through the facts. This has gripped America. That's why we're talking about it.
I saw it unfolding on Sunday, Mick, on the Twitter feed, and from everyone from Martina Navratilova, who's gone, oh, wow, what a surprise, on suicide watch and commit suicide.
Okay. Well, let's get to that detail. Okay. And also Trump has gone bananas on his Twitter feed. How incredible to have a sitting president of the United States who is retweeting conspiracy theories. So Jeffrey Epstein is in prison and has committed suicide. A person in his cell, he was on suicide watch, which apparently has someone, and he's checked on every 30 minutes. A person familiar with operations at the federal jail where Jeffrey Epstein killed himself says one of the two people guarding him that night, the night he died, wasn't a correctional officer.
Okay.
Okay. Fire up correctional conspiracy nutbags.
Bizarre.
Well, of course it is.
And apparently, too, the 30 minutes had lapsed to a few hours since he had been checked as well. So,
but obviously it would have all been caught on CCTV footage because obviously who would you put in a cell? Take it from someone who's been in a cell.
Right. You would definitely have CCTV footage.
Well, you would have it.
So. Have
oh, no, it doesn't
it?
Exist.
Yeah. Oh. Good conspiracy.
It doesn't exist.
This is starting to look, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Nor am
sure,
I.
I'm not convinced men walked on the
moon. Oh, don't be
You're
one
an
of
idiot.
Those people.
Stop it.
Don't
yes,
be one
you
of
do.
Those people.
Don't
but let me tell you this. This is starting, and because of the some of the names involved in America thrown on the pile, the allegedly other Clintons, other Trumps, other movers and shakers, are ministers of government.
Wow.
Here, not since, who was the hooker in LA? The madam.
Oh,
her name?
Oh.
And all of a sudden, she went up before a judge and her book, her book, which was coming out, which named everybody.
Oh, my God.
That's right, in Hollywood.
Was struck down and never saw the light of day. This has all the hallmarks of someone getting to a guy.
Heidi Lynn Flass.
Heidi Fleiss.
Heidi Fleiss.
So all of a sudden we've got a guy, a billionaire, in jail on suicide watch, who's managed to kill himself, and he happens to be the co-conspirators, happen to be the most powerful people in the world, who he can no longer give evidence.
Or did he kill himself? Because
you. Now, what is your general feeling on
people
this?
People say that they have got vision of him. They've got a photograph of him, and they've inverted it so he is horizontal. And they've allegedly got a photo of his body being taken out between the prison and into the ambulance. The ear is completely different.
It's not his body.
They're saying it's not his body.
They've done the switcheroony.
Yes.
So maybe he's not dead.
Yes.
Maybe he's back on his island.
Interesting.
That is the latest theory that I have read.
Good conspiracy
theory. Good conspiracy theory. Are you a conspiracy theorist? What's your conspiracy theory? It doesn't have to be about him.
No.
It could be about anything. There's lots of conspiracy theories in the world.
I have no evidence that the earth is not flat.
Mate, don't
if you could sail off
your head's flat.
What do you... Pete, you reckon?
I don't reckon.
Possible if you kept
there,
going.
No chance.
One day,
mate. The sun rises in the east. Sets
the JFK assassination. That's another one that was a conspiracy theory.
Well, that's a big one. And let's be honest, 9/11. It's a bit thin on the ground.
Really, you reckon?
Not sure
is it?
You'd
for,
go with
yeah.
That.
I mean, you know, you look at the footage back. And
Roswell,
not right.
That always kills me. That is the worst looking alien I've ever seen. That's just like a rubber.
Do you know Roswell, Area 51?
Yeah.
What's his name? Bernie Sanders came out overnight. This is a stroke of genius. And goes, if I am elected president, I will release every single bit of information I have about aliens in this country.
I'm voting for Bernie.
And you go.
It's going to be a very thin time.
It's a sad state of affairs, but I reckon that could get him across
the line. Could get him across the line.
133353, do you have any wild conspiracy theories that you're big on, that you want to discuss, that you think might be important for us?
Let us know.
Give us a call. 133353.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, Sigrid Thornton's going to join us this hour. Then
well,
Dave
I'm looking
O'Neill.
Forward to
Me
that.
Me too. This
I believe Sigrid Thornton is a lizard lady from another planet.
Really?
She won't be very impressed. But please don't say that to her.
Part
face.
Of the Illuminati.
Women don't want to
part
be said.
Part of the Illuminati.
Oh, is that something deeper
sure
that I don't
she'll
understand?
She'll have a secret handshake for you when she comes in.
Well, she will.
Our Ziggy.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeffrey Epstein has died, or has he? Has he committed suicide? Not sure. So he was on suicide watch in prison, about to give evidence against some very powerful people, and bugger me, under suicide watch, he's managed to top himself.
It's quite bizarre.
Having been looked at every 30 minutes, and you're suggesting the body that was taken out
was not
his.
Was not his body.
There's all sorts of conspiracies thrown around. Everyone's getting involved. Trump.
Yes.
He's retweeting conspiracy theories.
They must be just throwing their hands up in the air.
Imagine,
what's he doing now? Get
the
phone out of his hands.
It got us all thinking, have you got a favourite conspiracy theory or one that you actually believe in? Give us a call, 133353. We've still got time to take your calls. Tony, what's your conspiracy theory, mate?
How you doing, Mick, Jane?
Yeah, good.
Tom.
Double D.
Yeah, what's happening, mate?
Hey, Princess Diana.
Yeah.
Now, when this horse head, what's the name, Camilla and Charles, have sort of got together and ostracised poor old Di, she just had enough and said to the Queen, I want out of all this rubbish. And she said, right, I'll sort of sort it out and we'll fake an accident or something. So her and Dodie, they're on an island somewhere with probably Elvis and...
I'd like to
are you
think
saying
so.
Princess Di is still alive?
With Elvis and Dodie.
Yes.
It's too soon. Too soon for this.
Tony, into that, and I would like to think they're all happy. They might be on the island of Mystique.
But she's the people's princess. She can't be the people's princess on a...
She wouldn't do that to her sons. She wouldn't do that and not see her grandchildren.
You're right.
She just wouldn't.
I would do that to my boys. I would do that to my boys without
women wouldn't
thinking
do
about
that.
It.
They
What's
wouldn't
that?
Do it.
Dad's passed away, and I'd be on an island in a hammock drinking, like, in the Bahamas.
Yeah, no kids.
Drinking,
no
kids. Drinking
Living
one of those
life,
drinks with
Mickey?
A bendy straw.
You'd be very unhappy.
Father
you'd
of the year.
Bad luck, Fred. Bad luck, Lenny.
Happy Father's Day,
what
Dad.
What a guy.
I would do it.
Thanks, Tone.
Wouldn't bat an eyelid. Thanks, Tony. Wayne's on the line. Wayne.
I reckon Epstein's done the Harry Holt.
What do you mean, the Harold Holt?
Yeah, our Prime Minister that disappeared in the...
And what are you suggesting? He's not dead.
Oh, he's probably dead now, but the Chinese or Japanese, someone took him in a submarine. It's all bullshit, Mickey.
But what was the point? Who cares?
Why would the Chinese
would
want Harold Holt?
That?
If you're going to pin someone, why would you
get worthwhile?
Why would you get
a liberal
Send a
prime minister?
Hang on, I'm not poo-pooing this, Wayne. I'm prepared to go with you. So the Chinese have sent a submarine to the bottom of the world on the off chance that Harold Holt goes swimming.
Cheviot Beach,
off Portsea.
Yes.
Have you been down there? It's pretty right.
No, it's really rough. Yeah.
He's probably crap like the rest of them.
Well, you probably want to swim. You probably want to swim between the flags at Cheviot Beach.
It's pretty brutal there. Yeah.
And as we point out, one of the greatest tributes ever to a Prime Minister who was considered to have drowned.
Mm-hmm. What would you name?
The Harold Holt Swimming Pool, public swimming pool.
Oh, no. It's quite popular too.
It's quite popular.
Thanks, Wayne.
There you go.
Let's go to Jeff.
Jeff,
what is your conspiracy theory, Jeff?
Adolf Hitler did not commit suicide and get burnt in 1945.
But when did he die? Is he still alive?
He actually died in 1987.
What?
In Argentina.
In Argentina?
Yes.
What was he doing?
His wife at the time.
Was it Mardi Gras?
Eva Braun died in 1974.
Eva Braun?
She died in 74. Because how can you take a cyanide pill and shoot yourself?
Well, you make a good point. Wouldn't suggest it either.
Maybe he just held it in his mouth before he swallowed it.
And what did he do from 1974 to 87? Did he just... Was he on Tinder? 40, was he on some kind of dating app?
He was under guard and they were trying to get out all the information out of him of where all these Nazi gold is.
All right, Jeff. Oh. That's very interesting. That's been made into films over the years, hasn't it? I'm feigning interest there, by the way. Thank you. Let's go to Corey.
It'd be nice to know if he was around till 1987. He would have lived through the 70s. Mm. Probably had, like, flares. Imagine Hitler getting down the road in flares.
I cannot.
Bell-bottom pants.
I can't see him in anything
kayaks,
other than that brown
A really
uniform.
Big collar. Really big collar.
And sunnies.
Could have been in Skyhooks. He could have been in Skyhooks.
Hitler?
Could have been Garth Porter on...
I like this music, by the way. Shall we go to Corey?
All
if
right,
got time?
Let's go to Corey.
Corey, what's your conspiracy theory? Play the music again, Dave.
G'day, guys. My favourite conspiracy theory is that Paul McCartney of the Beatles was killed at the height of their career and replaced with someone to look just like him.
Paul McCartney. Jeez. So if you're going to replace one, you'd go Ringo first, wouldn't you?
Correct.
Ringo looks like he could be from another planet.
So, Corey, there's your theory.
There was a theory, though, because Abbey Road, the album, which celebrates its 50-year anniversary on the weekend, was a funeral procession, right? Mm. So John Lennon, dressed in white, was said to symbolise the heavenly figure. Ringo,
Loopsy Ton Dead Rack. Loopsy Ton Dead Rack. See that? That's the repeat where it says Paul's not dead if you
That's
play it.
It
back the other way.
George
they
Harrison.
Were all on drugs at the time.
This is my favourite. Can we go to my favourite?
Yes, right.
I love this one. Earl, just quickly before we go.
Thanks, Corey.
What is your conspiracy theory? And I really hope this is true.
Mickey, this is right up your alley, mate.
I've heard this.
I'm sure a lot of people have heard the conspiracy theory about the tunnel.
Yep.
Going underneath from one, the large KFC to the smaller KFC, it's no longer there anymore.
Under the Westgate Bridge in Melbourne.
That's the one.
So you can get from one KFC to the other with an underground tunnel.
But why would you? Who cares? Why would you do that?
Oh, Jane, clearly you're not part of the.
No, I'm not part of
the Colonel Artie.
Moving food from one to the other. They said
that's right. That's the way we do it.
They said Vic Rhodes had the tunnels there. There's still a lot of chatter saying.
All right, you're done, Earl.
Earl, you got all the guff.
Yeah. Well done, everybody.
We'll come back and we've got Siggy Thornton coming in for a chat.
In the house.
Cannot wait.
Sig's in the house.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
An icon of Australian film, television and stage, Sigrid Thornton's career spans over four decades. Her 1980s screen breakthrough was The Man from Snowy River.
All I wanted was to see you again, to be with you.
And she's since starred in numerous Australian cinema and stage classics and has been a regular on our TV screen since the 70s with roles in Prisoner.
The court couldn't do anything. So I did it for them.
Wentworth.
I don't respond well to extortion.
And now, two decades after Sea Change was on our screens,
our children and I look forward to becoming part of your community.
Sigrid returns as Laura Gibson in Channel 9's new series.
Reason for visit?
I just need to see my daughter.
Please welcome to the show, Sigrid Thornton.
Oh, well, if it's not the lovely
Hello.
Sigrid Thornton, you are Reza Mataz, young lady.
Bless you.
And
great to see you here, by the way.
So lovely to be here, to join you in the booth. You
know what did we miss? It was very hard to praise you in one of the great careers of Australian TV and film. Is there something you look at in your... When you look in the rear vision mirror of what is a incredible career that stands out for you, where you go, you know what, that's what I think I really
I don't know if there's anything that represents me because they all do. It's a bit of a pastiche. People often say, you know, what are they?
We're a chameleon.
Character really like you, and I say, well, of course, it's all me. Even if it's a psychopath, it's me.
But you, I mean, and you know, played, ooh, you played.
I mean, you know what I mean? It's my imagination. It's like Willy Wonka.
I don't want to say you do it so easily, but you play psychopaths so easily, Sings.
Thanks, darling.
And you've
appreciate
you
that.
Were. I know we're going to get to Sea Change, which we love, which is on Channel 9 at the moment, and it's wonderful to hear that theme music as well. By the way, of
thank
Sea
you.
Change.
But look, indeed. Actually. Really, it sounds Pollyanna-ish now that we've just had that other little chat, but really, Sea Change is one of the standout ones for me.
Oh, that's
lovely.
It was
a breakout role for me at the time, and I'm just so thrilled.
And beautiful cast. We will talk about Sea Change. Dang it. We're going to talk about it right now. But the cast was so wonderful, and so many of the cast have returned, which is Laura always moved on to each series, had a new man. In
She never gives up on love, Laura. Never gives up. She's an optimist.
And you've had very interesting men. Can you fill us in on the men you've had in your life in Sea Change and currently who you're up to with Dan?
Diver's
Dan.
Probably
Diver
living
Dan.
Somewhere
is he
in.
Back?
I reckon
he's not back,
probably
surely.
Living in Morocco by now. Or
I reckon
like
he's
that.
In a shallow grave.
Poor Diver.
He missed me. I reckon he had a dark side that no one knew about.
No one has a dark side in Sea Change land.
He had a split personality.
But he did leave Sea Change.
He was.
It's true. Yeah, well.
He stabbed someone. Okay. He got involved
that's
in gang issues.
That's enough of that. But you have had some lovely leading men.
And then we had beautiful Max Connors played by the wonderful William McInnes.
Of course.
Who is now being a sort of an extraordinary writer.
That's true.
He's a funny bloke too. He was genuinely funny.
Incredibly. I've got so lucky.
You have, and they're wonderful.
I did try to get Mick Molloy in there, more than once.
My name did pop up.
There's always time.
It's never
come
too
on,
late.
Let's do it.
And I'm actually not joking.
Come on, we'll do it.
You do know what you're saying, honestly.
I'll be Plumber Mick, Diver Dan and Plumber
You've
Mick.
You've been drinking? What's going on?
You played Gary Pools in Captain
Kim. Oh, yes,
Kim.
You were right. You were Jane Turner's husband.
I would
husband.
Love to. Throw my
Thank
name
you,
in
darling.
And I
Thanks.
Will come along.
It's in the mix.
Let's do a scene together.
But it is, look, it's a wonderful story and it seems a simple story and it is hometown girl comes home and is reluctant, doesn't want to come back and you've changed scenery, no one knows. It's now been shot in New South Wales, is that correct?
Yeah.
It started in Victoria. No one cares.
No one seems to care.
You follow the sun, did you just say?
We follow the sun, yeah.
As long as you've got the courthouse.
There's a song about that. Yes.
You've got a courthouse and you've got somewhere to live and you've got a pub and that's all you need in these shows and what we love.
But look, it is, I actually do think Pearl Bay is its own little bubble. It's not generic because it's very unusual, Pearl Bay, as we all know.
Sure.
But it is, nevertheless, it could be anywhere.
It's
a kind of emblematic place. Mm. It's a place where, you know, connection and love rule supreme.
And you know what,
that's what I love
to have a show like this too, Sig, on at the moment. Now, with the threat of Netflix and all these, I mean, on free-to-air television, it's really hard to get a show up. So kudos to Channel 9, having faith in a wonderful show, and it's great to see it back.
Yeah,
and
they've really got behind it.
Everybody, if you don't support shows like this, they'll be gone. I'm not kidding.
Right, and
all, no, all you'll get is stupid reality shows the whole time.
No, it is. It is exciting that Nine have been so supportive of this show, and they really jumped on board.
Well, they're good for them.
The rights fell to ITV, and they. Mm-hmm. And Nine just immediately
well,
said,
good on
yes,
your
yes,
channel
yes.
Nine.
Maybe my character could be an arsonist or something. He comes in, he sets fire to.
Sorry, if you're supposed to.
There's a story about that, I'll tell you later.
If you were supposed to be the love interest of Sigrid, then you've got to be a man of mystery. Of sweetness,
intrigue, highly intelligent,
and just
a little bit funny.
Okay, and maybe we could be in Wentworth as well.
This has been my dream. Is to be a screw in Wentworth because I'm obsessed with Wentworth, another fabulous Australian television series. Sigrid played this psychopath bitch from hell.
She did.
She was a socialite.
See, I'm not even associating with her. I'm disassociated from her.
You were a socialite who was a fiendish murderess and lured everybody into her web of evil.
Really?
It was so
make it sound so good. I wish I was been there.
Now, what time is this thing on? What time? If we want to gather around the television like we used to in the old days to watch great Australian drama, how do we do it?
We do it by watching Channel 9 tonight at 8:40 after the block.
Wonderful.
And you just, it's just, I'm really proud of the show. Seriousness. And you got to watch it next week too because the other daughter comes. We've got Brooke Satchwell playing my daughter. And my other daughter comes to town next week.
What's happening? Was she a spunk?
Ella Newton, and she's just gorgeous, and she really throws the cat among the pigeons. So there's a lot going on.
And is Diver Dan exhumed? Do they find his body?
This is the thing. We're gonna have to get you in there in the plotting room.
I'll come in as a hard-nosed detective.
do you kiss Dan Wiley? Do you have a pass?
What?
Remains to be seen. See, you can see me. You can't see a smile on radio,
but I can see a blush, my lady. Thank you.
You are a superstar of Australian film and TV. We really do.
Please come back and talk to us.
We thank you a lot.
Thank you very much for having me in.
Sigrid Thornton, Sea Change, 8:40 tonight on Nine.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy here. Hey, by the way, grab the podcast from today's show. We just had a goddamn national treasure on Sigrid Thornton. Fantastic.
There's an alert. There's a major, major alert.
Brewing. Nice segue.
This is a Category 5 chick flick alert. Abort cinema. Abort cinema. Repeat, this is not a drill. Warning. This is a fully blown chick flick alert.
Guys,
calling all men.
Guys, this is not cool. You need to be on the lookout. Do not fall for it.
What is it?
Really?
Downton Abbey, the movie, is set to hit cinema screens in September.
Oh, my God.
And they've just completed a trailer.
Oh.
It's not good. Doesn't bode well for us.
Really? Men aren't into Downton Abbey. Is that what I'm led to believe? Those lawns that they have and they have all the footmen and all the maids and...
This is what I'm talking about, guys. This is exactly... yeah.
They have balls.
And just be careful.
Dance with me, kind sir.
All right.
Well, quick.
Next we'll
maids
be on the
to the front room.
Next we'll be on the croquet lawn.
What it's
Why
about,
would a
it?
Guy want to go and see...
I don't know.
Abbey.
Aspirational.
It's just a sneaky grab from the trailer, just so you know what's at stake.
No maid, no valet, no nanny even.
It's 1927. We're modern folk.
The king and queen are coming to Downton.
What? How's it all going?
Mary's got it under control.
Hardly. I need your help, Carson.
I'll be there in the morning, my lady. Don't you worry.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Oh, dear.
Should we really go on with it?
There's more.
Leave Downton. Downton Abbey's the heart of this community, and you're keeping it beating.
Remember to pray for us.
Make it stop.
Your Majesties, welcome to Downton Abbey.
Wow. Is there any
what's
man...
What's that woman that speaks like that?
Carson.
I'm the old lady.
I couldn't think of anything worse.
Any man in that cinema has been brought there under false pretenses.
Absolutely.
He's in a lot of trouble at home or he's trying to get a root.
That's all.
That is the only reason. If you see another man in that cinema while you're there... Yeah.
I think that's horrific. I wouldn't say that in a million years.
If you want to see, if you're in the cinema with the... and there's another man... Yeah. Make eye contact, check and see he's okay. Try and communicate in any way.
I'm being held prisoner.
But please. It's a double banger, I'm afraid, today.
What is it, Michael?
So that is Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Now, it also pains me to let you know that the third season of The Crown is coming out. Here's the trailer. Listen. Okay, there's not a lot happening there, but the picture,
I know
picture,
happens.
A picture of the Queen.
Yeah.
The Queen just sneaks into
queen.
Shot.
Oh, I can't
like
wait.
Like Nosferatu, like sliding in
so
a big
clever.
Skirt. Do not go near your Netflix. Who's got the crown?
I think it's Netflix has The Crown,
isn't it? Netflix. Yeah,
yeah. I love that series. So, you are mad.
Do not get
not
sucked
to watch
into
it.
The Crown.
It's not a chick flick.
Chick flick.
It's not.
Chick
flick.
Dave O'Neill wants to watch The Crown. I've just been informed. He's out in the waiting room there.
Well, Dave O'Neill does look like a middle-aged lesbian. He's admitted that himself.
That's very
he's
cheap.
He said it, not me.
I know, but it's a very easy go-to. Yeah.
But it is.
Low-hanging fruit.
He knows
do you know
rules.
What? I
hey,
really
do you
will.
Watch The Crown? I'm going to question your
no, no, no,
sexuality.
No. I will question that The Crown, one of the most popular series in the world,
what
is only
about?
For women.
How many blokes do you reckon watch The Crown?
Heaps.
Who? Name
Heaps.
Me one.
Call now. Call me now.
Oh,
1-333-353.
1-333-353.
Call me now if you watch The Crown. You're a man.
This will be interesting.
Yeah.
I won't get mad at you. I'll
Downton Abbey is a fully scale Category 5 alert.
You're being warned.
Mayday, mayday.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, you have been warned. Downton Abbey is coming to cinemas later this year.
Jane Kennedy, have you got all your mates to ring up?
Look at me like this.
You've rigged the deck again.
I haven't at all. Of course, I knew this would happen.
I suggested that The Crown is a chick flick, third series of The Crown coming out, and Downton Abbey, obviously. Mm. You've tried to throw a spanner in the work by suggesting either of those is popular with men.
Well, I'm not spanner in the works. I know a lot of guys who watched it because it's really well made. Mm. It's engaging. It's a great series, I have to tell
you.
I
thought so.
Let's try Andrew.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hi,
Andrew.
Andrew,
did you watch the first two seasons of The Crown?
My mum came over and begged me to put it on one night and I thought, there's no way I'll watch it.
Yeah.
When she left, I didn't get to bed till about 3 that morning.
Did you binge
it? And then I watched I watched all of it in about 4 days.
You're not helping, Andrew.
It's good, isn't it, Andrew?
I can't wait till the next one comes out.
All right, Andrew, you win this round. Fred, surely not, eh? Fred, never watched a minute?
Hello, Michael. Hello, Jane. How are we both?
Good.
Yeah, good. Are you going to watch The Crown?
Jane, I have not watched The Crown.
Thank you, Ian.
I already pre-booked a date for Downton Abbey with my mother-in-law.
Yeah. Oh,
with your mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law and Downton Abbey the movie. Jeez, and what do you do for a living, Ian?
Sorry?
What do you do for a living?
I am a labourer by trade.
A labourer.
Yeah.
All right.
Good on you. Well, see, a good tradie who's into Downton Abbey. Good on you, mate.
Get off, Ian. Josh.
Hey,
Josh.
Hey, Josh. Anything,
never watched a minute of either, have you, Josh?
Josh, speaking here, Nick.
Yep.
You need to watch yourself The Crown, mate. Historically accurate, great acting.
The Crown?
It looks a million bucks. It's
what
great
do you love,
acting.
What do you love about The Crown, Josh?
Oh, well, first of all, having Claire Foy as the original...
Queenie, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, Claire Foy is the first one.
It's not too bad to look at either.
And that's saying something for The Crown.
I'll allow it.
Olivia Colman is the next queen, by the way.
The Crown for the hotties.
No, but that's not. But then,
quick, who else?
This is, we're inundated with people. Let's go to John.
John.
John, do you watch The Crown?
Have you watched either? You haven't, have you, mate?
I actually have watched both.
You watch both, do you? Good on you, John. Thanks a lot. Why do you watch them? How did you get into that?
I did get into them through my missus. But, yep. And also my mum, but I just really like them. It's a good background. And that
good historical drama.
Get off, John.
It is.
Josh,
I love how the mums are involved as
down,
well
Josh.
For all these boys. Sebastian.
G'day.
Give it to me.
Oh, you can't go wrong. It's historically accurate.
Which one? Which are we talking
crown.
About?
Oh,
The Crown. I'm talking about The Crown. I love it.
How did
me
you get
too.
Onto it, Sebastian?
Oh, it's suggested on Netflix, and I'm planning on going over to the UK this time next year, so I think I might go there myself, Mick.
All right,
Sebastian. Go visit Buckingham Palace.
No one's helping. No one's helping, Sebastian.
Matt might be on your
Matt,
side
come
here.
On.
Matt, what's your thought?
Well, I seriously would rather burn my eyeballs out with hot coals. I don't even know what The Crown is, but it sounds awful.
And Downton Abbey, you're not interested in? Give Matt a prize.
All right, yeah, you got prize. Got Grinspoon tickets you've got there, buddy. Go see the legendary Australian rockers Grinspoon on there.
I think I've made my
hearts.
Point.
I don't think you made your point with one caller. No. Thank you, Australian men.
It was a groundswell. It was a
embracing the crown. I win.
Well, hey. There's one guy who has watched that, and that is Dave O'Neill.
All right, David will be coming up.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Here we go on the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
We've got a lot to still. Yeah, that is Kennedy Malloy. Yeah.
Well, I couldn't remember Malloy. I got Kennedy out.
It's a Tuesday, isn't it?
It's a Tuesday, a big fat Tuesday.
It is.
Hey, we've got so much to talk through.
Oh, look, what about the Mexican avocado trade?
But don't joke.
Why?
The avocado industry has gone berserk. People are dying. The Mexicans are gone berserk. It is.
It's a bit El Chapo-ish.
It's a very El Chapo down the fruit shop.
Except he wasn't Mexican. I don't think. Was he? El Chapo? Was he? Yeah. All right, Mexican. I was right.
Done your homework.
I'm getting confused with my.
Narcos.
Narcos.
Yeah.
Narcos.
Not nachos. Ooh, now you're talking.
Mate. We haven't introduced you yet.
Harry Styles has got. This is hilarious.
Got what?
A seven. Herpes. No. There's a picture of Harry Styles. He's got a 7-foot bodyguard.
Wow. 7 foot?
So, and Harry's 6 foot, right? So he walks around with a 7 foot bodyguard. Wouldn't you go, look at that huge tall man walking around? Oh, who's he with?
Yeah.
Harry Styles.
Harry friggin' Styles.
It's ridiculous.
There's something happening on Jupiter. We're going to try and get in touch with an expert who might be able to talk us through what's. Yeah, obviously, yeah, well done. You're the one who's supposed to bring that to
our
attention.
What's happening in Jupiter?
Oh, I found
something
some news
smashed
about
into Jupiter.
Jupiter,
dude.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, yeah. Big explosion.
Thanks, mate. I missed
what, you weren't watching the space station last night?
I wasn't, no.
Giant nerve.
Can't
wait rely on
Thank
you for
God
that.
God, I'm onto it all.
Thanks.
We take your calls. Drops of Jupiter's your favourite song, too.
Mate, we haven't introduced you yet, okay?
Just we'll say drops of Jupiter.
Oh, my God.
All right, Dave O'Neill.
When Dave O'Neill last joined us, he'd just returned from some travels.
Bonjour. Been overseas.
Oh,
been overseas.
Yeah, played for France. Yeah, I went to Paris. Contiki tour.
Contiki tour?
Well, you go along, you go to a restaurant, he goes, there's people, who's smoking? Oh, it's a chef. Oh, that's cool.
Back with his new book, Parenthood Completely Unsupervised under his arm, please welcome show favourite, Dave O'Neill.
Yeah. Oh, show favourite's probably a bit strong.
You just stole my copy of my book, please.
Well,
I'm
leafing through it.
I was the one who brought it into the studio and remembered to do
this
it.
This will look.
You've probably got one on your desk. Go and get it.
It's my new novelty book.
I've got one at home beside the toilet.
Yeah, it's a perfect toilet book.
Now, when you say novelty book, describe what I'm leafing through here.
It's the sort of book you pick up as an impulse buy at the counter, isn't it? So it's like
photo book. Checkout at a bookshop. I like all those.
Yeah, are these your photos or are these historical photos?
There's some of my own photos of my own childhood. So that one there is me as a teenager with my mum and dad and three brothers.
And the
caption is, no, Jane,
give
no.
me my book
the
back.
Boys, the boys,
what have you done?
The boys
oh, my
are
God.
Talking.
Did you put a? Did you
did
fold over the corner
yep.
of the book?
Oh. and look at this.
I'm
so
a meltdown.
It's a picture of Dave, and he goes, and it's with an arrow going, I cut my own hair for this photo.
I did. I cut my own fringe, and it's awful. Have a look.
Did
I
your
look.
Dad cut his own fringe too? Because it looks to me like Kev's. Pretty much.
I don't want that book back. That can be your copy. I'm going to get a new one.
Kev has still got the same haircut. And so that was in the 80s, but he's still wearing 70s clothes.
Wow.
Because the thing about parents, when it turned over to 1980, no one knocked on their door and said, you've got to get rid of your flares. They just kept.
But that's a very funny notion. Your parents, when do they,
do they get up to date?
My mum and dad go pretty up. My mum still wears jeans. She's in her 80s. Good and mother. She's got a pair of
Groovy.
Jeans.
That's
and
cool.
She has a scarf. Actually, she wears the same outfit as I do.
Really?
She's 80.
It's swap clothes.
So what's Kev done in this photo? He's built a swing, but he's forgot to put the swings in it.
Oh, yeah, that's a photo of a great playground there.
Oh. But, you can't have playgrounds like that today because
you can't have whizzy dizzers.
Occupational health and safety.
Oh, that was cool, weren't
they? You can't have those whizzy dizzers either.
Children are get flung babies. Off
those. Are you going to do a book signing on this?
Yeah. I'll be at Kmart on a regular basis just hanging out the front.
Made you decide to do a book on parenthood?
Well, no, the National Libraries of Australia approached me and they've got all these old photos in their archives and they put out all these books, compilation sort of books.
You sell these out of the boot of your car at gigs?
Yeah, I've got some in the boot actually. I've got that in my other books.
Well, you are a author of some note. Well done. What do your kids think of that? He's talking about parenthood. What do your kids think of the book?
No, they enjoy it. They like the photos. I don't know if they're
Are they in a musical tonight?
Yeah, I've got the school musical tonight. Oh. That's right.
Wow.
What's the musical?
No, they make it up themselves. They write it.
Oh.
So it must be musical season because my boys are over on the weekend.
And what are they in?
Well, they've got. It's not a musical, but it's a play. And I'm going, I think they've written it all themselves, and they're playing worker ants who are on their way to a picnic. I'm going, fantastic.
That sounds good.
Are you stealing food? Yeah, Dad, that's what we do. We steal food.
And they look cute as ants. My son's been an ant before.
They're little worker ants who go there.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's like a heist. It's like a heist film, but with worker ants.
Well, they could do Ants, the movie, into a musical. You know, the one with,
these kids write it themselves, and everyone in the school has to be in it. Right. So it's compulsory. It's a state school.
So what's the plot?
I have no idea, but it'll be about the environment, probably. The world's dying. I don't know. Then there'll be a spaceship section. You know, it's the same stuff. But I was in musicals.
What were you? Were you good at it?
I was in year seven. I was in Noah's Ark. I was Noah, and my twin brother was God.
What was your song? What was your song?
Yeah, Noah. Noah, you can't do anymore. That's all I can remember.
I can't remember the musical of Noah.
I looked it up once, and it did exist. Because we were
in the Navy, sail the seven seas.
In the Navy,
is it one of
the Love Boat.
I know Mick was in musicals.
There'd be so many good songs you could put into a musical about Noah.
Animal songs too,
and boat songs.
Boat songs. Exactly.
Is it one of Andrew Lloyd Webber's earliest works?
I don't know, but because our school was sort of poorer, they couldn't afford animal suits, so the kids who were animals just held pictures of animals and walked up the gangplank.
Did they really need two of each? Couldn't we just have one? One kid holding two pictures?
Doesn't have to be that close to the real thing, does it?
Hang about, Dave O'Neill. We have lots more to discuss.
Pass me the book, Dave. It's mine. Get your mitts off it.
The new book, Parenthood, is out now and available at all major bookstores. Dave O'Neill is with us. More after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave O'Neill in studio. Yeah, this is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave's got a book out called Parenthood. It's okay.
I love it because
it's just nostalgic photos.
It's a snapshot of childhood, which Dave and I can relate to because we're born in the same year.
Why didn't you give him a quote for the cover then?
I didn't need quotes for the cover.
Yeah, but you should have.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, next time. Quite
you should have
given
him
too
something.
Late now.
It's going to go through
the
roof.
Who would you prefer, me or Mick?
Oh, that's like Sophie's choice. Don't make me choose.
Mickey.
Jane, all right.
No, you're
dangerous. I'll be dangerous.
You'd be scared of Mick and his retribution.
I'd be good. Now, listen.
It should go through the roof because I was on Celebrity Name Game. And
how'd you go?
Well, I was on with two...
It's harder than it looks, that game, isn't it?
Two Salvation Army sisters.
It is
harder because the pressure's on. And you're also trying to win money for...
Is it tough? Like, why is it tough?
It's tougher than Family Feud because you're by yourself. Yeah, it's tough out there.
You're very exposed.
Very exposed.
And you can't blame other people for how dumb you are.
But it's like it's charades.
Yeah, it's like charades. That's right.
You'd be terrible at charades.
All right, well, these are the ones that I got.
Okay, give me one.
Okay, I've got the word Avril Lavigne. How do you describe the way they're saying her name?
Skater.
Yep.
Skater boy, girl, skater.
Nickelback.
Young Canadian, bit
why
of a hottie.
You write
if
Avril
you troll,
Lavigne down?
Not me
why
saying that. That would be creepy.
Chad Kroger.
Anyway, I was on one.
Thank you.
Yeah, two Salvation Army.
Give me another one.
One was a pastor. I'll write one down. And one was a pastor, and so I came out and tried to make some jokes about the Salvos. Have a listen anyway.
Okay, here we go.
All right, let's listen.
It is Dave O'Neill.
I bought my outfit from a Salvo store, so...
Can I just put your collar down there, mate? There we go.
We know each other from the shelter. I'm a regular there. No, take that for the cause, please. I gave him $5 and asked for a receipt.
How'd that go then?
No, they were good. I won them the money. Me and Joe Hildebrand won the money for them.
Oh, well done.
And they deserved it because one of them needed a new washing machine.
Awesome. Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
What's Hildebrand? Which country is Hildebrand from?
It must be German. I think it's German,
doesn't it? Yeah.
Hildebrand.
Australia, mate.
Hey, we're playing the name game.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna give you one, and okay, it's gonna be over Jane's head, and she has to try and guess.
She has to guess it.
This was one of the ones that I got, which won them the $10,000.
Okay,
go, Mick.
Oh, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So it's a body of water. I'd say not quite a river.
The Red Sea.
Smaller than a river. Like
it's a TV show.
It's a TV show. It's a TV show.
A lake?
It's smaller than a river, not a lake. No, the other way. Bigger than a pond.
Stream.
Bigger than a pond. Smaller
than a river.
I don't know, like a creek.
Stream.
Like a stupid
creek.
Yes. Whose creek?
What show is it, though?
Oh, that man's creek.
Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek.
Oh,
you guys are idiots.
You might kill me.
Do you know how silly you all sounded then? I could have... It's hard to follow like an eagle.
I had to tell you to say it was a TV show. Jane's thinking you're describing a body of water.
But I thought she was doing it.
No, that's how it works.
I was about to say Dawson's Creek.
I'd be scared doing it with Mick, that he was just...
You get angry.
Yeah, a bit so punchy. Angry.
You get angry.
What else are you doing, mate? I've been
doing a lot of gigs. Actually, I did a gig on this very road in an upstairs room in a pub for Cops.
Hang on, start again.
What is
wrong with you? You did a gig upstairs in a pub for Cops.
Yeah, and they're not. The cops are kicking the doors. I don't know what their official names are.
Yeah, I think I know. G'day to Harry. G'day to Senior Constable Stevenson.
But they're all huge, big blokes, except for one little bloke who I immediately picked on. And I said, "What do they send you in through the cat flat, mate?" Do you? And then he goes,
"Oh, did that go down well?"
Well, with the other guys, yeah. And then he goes, "When's the comedian turn?"
Hey!
And I said, he has to develop that sense of humour because he's little.
You know what's going to happen to you? Jeez. There's going to be a battering ram on your door at about 3 a.m. Yeah. And that little guy's going to come through and go, "Who's laughing now,
he's
funny boy?"
He's going to be chief of police soon.
I hung out with them. They were great. But all of them are huge because they do a fitness test every 3 months, big boys. And I said, and women, a few women too. And I said, "So what sort of cop would I be?" And the guy goes, "I reckon you'd be a detective." And I thought, and he goes, "Yeah, because you're fat."
Just sit in the car and eat your donuts.
I'll tell you exactly who you'd be. You'd be the lazy staff sergeant at the station.
Yes.
So when people come in, you'd be leaning across the desk going, who's this then? Oh, well, Sarge, we've got a guy. Yeah. You know what? Take him down to cells. Okay.
Yeah. I'll be signing the justice of peace.
We'll do that after lunch.
Stat desk.
You should be in with Sigrid Thornton.
I love to be in Sea Change.
Dave can play the copper and you can play the love interest.
I'd be a great parking
officer. I dig up Diver Dan.
Diver Dan. He went a long time ago.
And identified Diver Dan's remains.
I also did a gig for miners.
Oh.
For miners or Meyer?
No, miners. The miners digging the ground.
I've done gigs for those miners.
In Kalgoorlie.
They're the hardcore ones.
Done those ones.
The thing I like about them is that they employ fat people, which is because some gigs I do, like for the advertising industry, there's no fat people.
Really?
Honestly,
did you have to do two for the shift? So I had to do one at 7 at morning and one at 7 at night because that's when they come off their shifts. No, you get the ones at 7 have just come off at night, and then you go, you've got to do one in the morning, so they're just coming off. And it's just, so 7 o'clock in the morning, there's a bunch of tired miners, and you're out there going, "Hey,
yeah, what's going on?" Now, mine was at night in a big tent. It was the Diggers and
Dealers
Conference.
Yeah, go well. That would be good. They would love that.
They're great. I love
what
miners.
What a great time.
Now.
My grandfather was born in Kalgoorlie.
Really?
Yes. See if they haven't suffered enough.
Hey, Dave,
now, any other gigs or any? Well, how's
you
your
know
podcast?
Who else was born in Kalgoorlie? Yeah.
Podcast,
Kevin Bloody Wilson.
I knew I had something in common with him.
No, we won't have time to plug these.
Oh, the podcast. Yeah, look, somehow related with Glenn Robbins. That's going well.
Is he still doing comedy, is he?
He's in Bali at the moment.
Is he?
Another holiday.
Leave him alone.
See me retired.
Just once.
What's he doing over there?
No more Glenn stories.
He's not still surfing. He pretends he surfs.
He surfs a lot.
He's an old man.
He goes to classes where a woman stretches him. What? That's weird.
I don't think that's for public knowledge.
Have you heard his Sting story? You've heard his Sting story?
He did yoga with Sting,
and he was busted by a bunch of people who walked in on them.
Wang.
Well, at least they said they were doing yoga.
Wow.
He can't hear us. He's in Bali, so you can go all out. Yeah.
You are in so much trouble. I'm going to dob.
All right.
Don't dob.
The new book is Parenthood. The podcasts are available. Dave O'Neill.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And a shout out to Triple M in Orange today. Ratings day there. Congratulations to the crew in Orange celebrating. The champagne's popping. Kennedy Malloy up in the afternoons. Woo! Gilly for breakfast as well.
How much?
5.1 in the afternoons.
That's big. And who's in breakfast?
That's Neil Gill.
I don't like Neil. He's a ripper. I love Neil. I love the good people of Orange.
We love Orange so much.
Right next door to Sale, I believe.
Nowhere near Sale.
Oh my God.
Didn't we have this argument?
Yeah, we did.
Orange, I love it.
Thank you, Orange, for listening.
Central West.
We love you all.
You're a good bunch.
Hey, there's been.
I don't care what everyone else says. I really like you, Orange. Oh. Who was it? Was it Fitzy got in trouble?
Yes, he
with
did.
Orange?
Because he said Orange don't like a particular song, a band.
It was the Slash song, wasn't it? The new Slash song that we're playing at the time.
We weren't allowed to play it. He goes, "Oh, no, they won't like it in Orange." And Orange loved it.
They did.
It's our theme music.
Yeah.
They rang and told us that.
Well done, Orange.
Fitzy was made to really look silly.
Yep.
Okay, now, there's been something going on Jupiter. Now, you know I love stars.
Big planet, too.
Don't worry, you're pretty little head about this.
No, I am worried about it. There's been a big explosion.
Explosion on Jupiter, you're saying?
Yes, and a huge one, and an amateur astronomer got a photograph of it, but I'm not sure what happened. And I was just thinking, I want to explore it more.
Well, if only you knew someone who could help.
If only I knew an astrophysicist.
Who can you think? Mm. Rack your brains. Who?
I know.
Who?
How about Matt Agnew, The Bachelor?
Oh, no.
Matt.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Matt.
You're the first person I thought of, mate, to tell us.
Perfect.
You know, are you up with this? Something's happened on Jupiter, and I don't know what, and I thought, who's the most handsome man I know to explain it to me?
Something's crashed into Jupiter, mate, and I know you've had your hands full in the mansion, but is there any way
to important matters.
Tell us what the hell is going on?
So basically something has impacted Jupiter, that being a meteor or a comet. I'm not sure what the current understanding is, but this happens, I wouldn't say frequently, but it's not an uncommon event, but it's very fortunate and very serendipitous to actually witness one and record it. So it's really exciting. It's really cool that it was captured on camera.
Well, you were asleep at the wheel, yes. So there was a fat chance of you finding it.
Hey, you're
too busy pashing chicks in the house.
This could have been a big moment, Matt. I mean, an amateur astronomer is obviously sitting all day and all night with
a telescope. You look a bit silly.
Yeah. No, look, I mean, when it actually comes to using telescopes, I'm completely hopeless. So even if I was awake, I wouldn't have been good for it.
What about, for perving on naked chicks across
I beg
the road,
your pardon.
That's not user.
Can we keep on track? I'm talking because we've got this cosmic thing we understand about astronomy. You don't understand it, Mick. Could this happen on Earth? Could we, a meteor like this, have this huge explosion and wipe out a whole city?
Yeah, absolutely. I shouldn't talk so...
No, now you've put us all into shock, man.
Jane, you're making the chicks in that house look smart now with questions.
It's happened before, though, because the dinosaurs were wiped out like 60 million years ago.
Great contribution, Dave.
You're
welcome. Well done, Dave. No, you really are. Thanks for straightening that up
for us.
That's
true, though, right, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, look, in terms of a kind of an extinction-level event, I don't think there's much concern. There are programs in place to monitor.
Hey Matt.
Yes.
I reckon a couple of the girls in that house were around when those dinosaurs may have
How
become
dare
extinct.
You?
That's really, really naughty.
If you know what I'm talking about. Hey, what's the deal with the STD affairs?
There is
have I
no
heard something
STD.
About that?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking
You're
about?
You're making stuff
I was
up.
Heard
now.
That there. No, nothing.
I don't know anything about that, and I would think that someone
put it in the newspaper that there was an STD in the house, but that's not why we're talking to you. Anyway,
don't you worry about
how are you going? Are you coping? What's it like watching it back?
It's tough. It's tough. It's just weird to watch back. I mean, anyone who's watching it back enjoying themselves would be an interesting person, I would think.
Matt, who are you watching it with?
Your lover.
Or mates?
I mean, obviously I can't watch it.
I'm going to say Monique. You're watching it with Monique?
Oh, hang on.
Renee? With Kristen. You're watching it with Kristen. You're watching it with Kristen.
The reality is... I kind of bounce between whether it's by myself, whether I don't even watch it at all.
Or oh, man.
You're watching it with Sogard.
You're just naming people.
I can't watch it with anyone from the house.
Yes, you can because you're going out with one of them.
Yes,
you told
but they
me
won't
that.
Watch it together at the moment. Everything's a big secret. Hey, you lose your mind.
Oh, yeah, the walkout.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, well, it's been, it's with all the adverts, thinking of Ben Hur now, I think, the walkout. Look, it is exciting. I think, strap yourselves in. I think it's going to be a fun one.
Wow, I believe the C word's bandied about.
Whee!
Cumulus.
That's it. Yeah, we're getting some cloud viewing. And
Matt, Matt, were you aware that Jupiter's the largest planet and has a gaseous centre?
Matt,
and if you want to know the order, if you want to remember the order, you remember it goes, my very empty mother just upset my very empty stomach. You big polluter.
Is that how you remember the planets,
remember
Matt?
Because that's how the astrophysicists do it.
That was close, yeah. I feel like you almost jumped over Saturn there, but that's right.
who gives a shit about Saturn?
No, Saturn's awesome. It's got the rings.
Hey, if you had to get rid of a planet, which one did you get rid of?
I've got an affinity with them all, mate.
Correct answer is Uranus. Okay.
Yeah, look, go for that. The low-hanging fruit.
Thanks, Matt. Hey, Maddie, thank you so much.
Speaking of low-hanging fruit,
we're loving the show.
Out, isn't it?
Loving it, Matt. Thanks for being on.
My pleasure.
You got it. The Bachelor. Check that out on Channel 10. That's our astrophysicist correspondent. Okay, more after this.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
It's good when you just said, gosh, I need to talk to an astrophysicist. Now I know
he didn't know much about Jupiter, which is the largest.
He does. You know what? He doesn't need to prove himself to you. You're very judgy. You're trying to test a guy who spent his life studying.
Yeah, he's a bit quiet on that STD in the mansion.
Because that, I told you, that was a rumour going around. It was a woman in a woman's magazine, so I don't think it's true. Mm. I was just reading what the woman's mag said.
I'd go get myself checked out if I was Agnew.
And then, sorry, you guys said they should be checked out like they're, like, what, chickens or something.
I think everybody that goes on the show, though. It's a relationship show.
Well, why doesn't everybody who works
on
this
be
show
public.
Get checked?
It should be
but we're
public.
Not in relationships with each other.
Yeah, that should be public. They should have to get swabbed.
But they don't.
Swabbed.
It's outrageous.
That's a good word, that one.
Hey, you know, we... Do you know what? I think this is the problem with some of these what? Girls and these contestants.
If STDs.
If producers said, would you be up for standing there and we'll swab you? I reckon they'd say yes.
No question. Of course they
They'll
would.
They'll do anything.
They just want to be famous.
What do they do? Just hook up their skirts?
Probably. Oh, it's ridiculous. No, I'm saying
swabbed.
Don't have
to
you get swabbed
that.
Inside your
in
cheek.
Your cheek.
Your mouth cheek.
No, I thought they were
your
yes.
bum
what
cheek.
What are you talking about?
Putting the stirrups.
Stop it, Jane.
Putting the stirrups. All right.
Hey, listen.
I am. Don't say I listen. Like you're the mature one here.
Well, I am the mature one.
I've got something to say.
Oh,
I'm talking about.
This is good.
We like.
Stand by, everyone. Whole alert Mensa. What do you got?
Can I speak?
Yep.
You're jumping all over me. We like to check in with John Oliver from time
good
to time.
Good show.
It is a good show.
Yeah.
And his current episode was on last night.
On last night.
Can I play
Monday
a little
8:30s,
bit? Yeah. This is the very start channel. Of his show because
it says Trump. He's having a go at Trump.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
It's fair to say. And this is post...
Because we don't have the energy to do it anymore. So
don't.
He doesn't
I'd rather get John Oliver do it. And it's post the tragic shootings
Two
in the
tragic
US.
Shootings
yeah.
in the US.
Let's have a listen.
It's a busy one for the president who oversaw the largest single state ICE raid in US history, retweeted conspiracy theories about the death of Jeffrey Epstein, and visited the sites of last week's mass shootings, which went exactly as well as you'd expect.
Some of President Trump's own aides are conceding his visits to two cities in mourning didn't go as planned after new video shows him bragging about crowd sizes while at a hospital in El Paso.
What was the name of the arena? That place was packed, right? There was some crowd. Beto had like 400 people in a parking lot. They said his crowd was wonderful.
Wow. Look. We all know how much Trump struggles to do the bare minimum of being a president, but it's still genuinely shocking just how much he struggles to do the bare minimum of being a f***ing person. Because just consider the thought process that happened there. He visited a hospital filled with victims of a mass shooting and thought to himself, remember that other time when I was the center of attention and it was better? And then he thought, do you think anyone else remembers that? Then he thought, I should remind them, right? Then he thought, great idea. Then he thought, thank you. Then he thought, Ivanka. Then he thought, no time. And then he said it. And he was happy with how it sounded.
Man, yeah, even he can brag about numbers of people coming to see
him. There it is. Coming to see him. It's all about him. Tell him, you know what he did famously? There was employees of his were killed in a helicopter accident. This is when he had...
Before he was president?
Before he was president, mm-hmm. I think he had the casinos down there in Atlantic City.
Oh, yeah.
And seven of them got in a helicopter and they all died. And he made up an entire story about how he was supposed to be on that chopper but wasn't. So while they were being serviced and they were dead and families were grieving, he made the story
about his life
so that he could be the centre of attention because he couldn't understand. Yeah, you know,
it's
what more evidence do you need?
Correct. All right, we'll be back soon.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
Well, thanks to the HSV Series 2 Sports Cat. You can find your dealer at hsv.com.au.
I really hurt myself then.
Well, luckily you won't need to wear headphones in the HSV. Oh.
Well, when you're behind the wheel of the HSV Series 2 Sports Cat.
It's such a good-looking vehicle.
Heaven on earth. You know where you are? The centre of the known universe. There you are.
Yeah.
You're in control. You're the calf to foo-foo.
Yeah. This thing could plough into Jupiter and make
so
a real mess.
Words.
Mate, this could take
you have
Jupiter
knowledge
apart.
I didn't know.
Beep, beep. Yeah. Out of the way, stupid planet full of gas. Be the sports cat.
That's it.
Do you know what? If Elon Musk tried to send his car.
That's fake.
He sent his first car in air. I would fire the sports cat and take him out.
Yeah, like a missile.
I would like dock it.
Yeah,
can
right.
I say,
dock
you know
it,
what?
Take their keys. Yeah.
I just want you to understand this.
Set it on fire, get back in the sports cat,
yep.
and then drive it into Jupiter. So cop that. Giving everyone the bird while I did it. There's your bonnet bulge. There's your solar system bulge. That's what I'll get. This is the best sports utility vehicle I've ever clapped my eyes on.
Oh, it's amazing.
It is out there. Mm. It's extraordinary. Here's Star Trek. Those guys would have never been able to handle it in space.
I was going to say
the best
something.
What?
Can I say something?
Yes, please.
Been trying to.
Oh, yeah.
Jane?
I know you're in love with this
I love
sports
it.
Cat, and I wanted to just express something.
Mm. I want to
very
stand
important.
In the back while someone drives me around.
Shut up.
Like a Pope mobile. You know what I mean? So someone drives.
Right,
you drive it.
It.
No, listen. You drive it while I stand in the back and just wave to adoring crowds while they go,
come
guys
on,
want to be me, girls want to do me.
Jane, what are you going to say about
nothing.
It?
No, come on.
Is it the hill descent control?
No, I was going to say that the
seven airbags.
See, I still can't.
Seven airbags. Is it about the seven airbags?
Not doing it.
Let's all go off in unison. Pop, 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 bang.
Summit white. It's a pretty good colour.
Summit white. That'd be your colour.
Dark
what
shadow.
Else?
Mineral black. It's good too.
What would you want to say, please?
As soon as I have my mouth, you're going to jump all over me.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Let's hear it.
I was going to say.
Yes.
The
right. I didn't do it.
The HSV driver
hello.
Stands out from the crowd and is not pretentious,
right.
unlike you.
Are you saying I'm not fit to drive
I'm
the
HSV? I'm saying you're
HSV
pretentious.
Mm.
Series 2.
No, you're not.
Sports cat?
Not yet.
Oh. Well, you can find your dealer at hsv.com.au.
Whoa.
It's the Series 2
Jeez.
Sports cat.
I love the sports cat. I'll drive it anytime I like.
Yeah, we
I'll
do
get behind
too.
The wheel and make it my own. Ha-ha! Cop that, everyone else on the road. If you see me in a sports cat, get out of my way.
Noted.
All you right. have been warned.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Found our ballet on Kennedy Malloy.
Story there, Jane Kennedy.
Jane Kennedy.
Oh, Chrissy Swan and Yumi and I were on the circle once and Tony Hadley was a guest and I don't know what happened, but he let us do backup dancing and singing while he sang Gold.
Gold!
Gold!
How'd you go?
Oh, do you think we were subtle about it? We just went off. It was ridiculous and we loved ourselves sick.
And how was he? Was he a good guy?
He was great.
Yeah.
He was a really good sport to stand there and let us buffoons.
Was he?
Yeah, this is Scott. Oh, the Spandau Ballet.
Hey, Tony Hadley's coming to Australia for the
was
first
time. Was he the Cray brothers?
Years.
One of the he was the lead singer of played one of the Cray twins
right.
in a very gritty
All right,
series
to,
about two of the biggest underworld figures in town.
Wow.
Interesting.
He's coming in February and March next year.
Don't
so,
say interesting if you don't think it is, Dave. I thought it was.
Tell me more about that.
Hey, guess what I did do last night? I watched episode 10 of season 4 of Game of Thrones. This is the last ep of season 4.
Oh, so a cliffhanger.
Guess what happened?
Oh,
the dwarf what? Shot his dad on the dunny with a crossbow.
That is what? Really incredible, wasn't it?
And then... Because his dad was sleeping with his hooker wife.
Oh, wow. Oh that's
so
right.
So he had it coming.
Was terrible.
And then Cersei dirtied up and told her dad, well, bugger that, I'm rooting my brother, your son, and I'm your daughter. So it had a kind of...
That's a mixed up family.
That.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
It's not like the Waltons.
No.
It's not
like Jim Bob.
No Sullivans.
It's not like Eight
not
is
the
Enough.
Sullivans.
It's not Eight is Enough,
uh-uh.
Which was always kind of wholesome.
I loved
it. It's like a gothic... Eight is Enough.
Wow, what's
but,
happening
see, it's
with...
all happening there. That's what? For John.
What's happening with John?
And then that stupid Bran, he's up at the Heart Tree.
Oh, is he still rolling his eyes
Thank
in the back
God,
of his head?
God, the White Walkers turned up and attacked them.
That's not happening.
He's not going anywhere.
We hate the
he
White
He will not
Walkers.
Make it out. Mm. Bran will not make it out of season 5.
What's happening with John's girlfriend, Ygritte?
She's dead, you idiots. Don't you... Oh, spoiler alert, sorry for anyone who hasn't seen... Episode 10 of season 4.
How did she die?
He shot her. Someone shot her with a crossbow at the big fight. She had him in her sights and she was about to kill John.
Oh, then he did that.
Don't you remember anything?
Didn't he burn her? That's what they do.
Someone...
Everyone gets burnt when they're dead. But you could go on.
Hey, by the way, I'm going to go see the Game of Thrones live concert experience.
Have fun by yourself.
To Australia. I was going to hang out at a nerd ranch. It's going
to
be great.
Adam Gilchrist to join us tomorrow ahead of the Ashes. We'll see you then for a Wednesday. Kennedy Malloy.
Another premium selection of Kennedy Malloy. For a premium sports 4x4 range, check out the new Series 2 HSV Sportscat with sports suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard.